News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Got another piece of breaking news. So this is a Fox News alert I'm looking at on the big screen right here, but it happened about in the last couple hours. So you heard about Governor Greg Abbott, did you? I hope you did. You heard about it on the show, I think. But it's been on the news quite a bit lately. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas has said he's just had it. He's had it with the Biden administration allowing floods and soon to be even more floods of illegal immigrants across the southern border, which really, truthfully, has a massive impact on Texas and the border towns in that area. Uvalde, Texas, especially, Del Rio sector, it's awful. Well, Governor Abbott said, among other things, what he was about to do, and he's spending state dollars to do it, he's chartering buses, and he's going to wind up taking illegals in buses to Washington, D.C., and dropping them off at the Capitol. Well, you know, Jen Psaki called it a campaign stunt or a political stunt. You know, others were just kind of poo-pooing. Hey, stop. This is theater. Guess what he did today? The first bus pulled up in front of the Capitol, and they began offloading illegal immigrants from Texas. They did do it. It is real. He wasn't playing. He's got buses after buses that are lining up to start taking illegals from Texas. And you know what? Saying, hey, all you Democrats in D.C. who won't do a thing to help us down here in Texas, we're spending our money to bring them to you. You figure out what to do with them. And you gotta love that. Hey, Copper, grab the mic there a second. Let me ask you. So we've been talking about a bunch of stuff today. And you weren't from here originally, so you know maybe some of this stuff was off the radar for you for a bit. The way we do things, the way we do things. did you know that Alabama had split budgeting, two different budgets? Had you heard that before?
Not until a year or two ago. I was quite confused when I first found that out.
Yeah, I mean it's like okay, let's make it hard. Can we make it hard? let's make it real hard. Now, you track abortion laws, yeah. I know, because you have your show on Sunday. But the abortion law Alabama has, it ranks pretty strong, don't you think, in terms of other nations or other states, I mean?
I think that's great. Although I've been frustrated with the legislature recently because there was a law that looked like it was going to pass that would create a hotline and consolidate resources to help women actually be able to keep their baby, and the health committee just sat on it. Basically half the session.
Oh, really? So yeah. There was actually a bill sitting in committee, didn't even get a hearing to come out of committee?
Yeah. Yeah. They didn't schedule it for a vote. The health committee didn't want to pay for it. And that's
House or Senate?
Or the House.
The House, okay.
Yeah. It was House Bill 401, I think, or
301. Who was the sponsor of that one? Do you recall who the sponsor was on that one?
Yes, Charlotte Meadows.
Oh, man.
Representative Charlotte Meadows.
Yeah, we need to get her back on the show sometime. So yeah. she's one of the good ones. All right, what about this? How do you feel about, as long as we're just running the list of things we talked about, how do you feel about Governor Ivey's comments about her biggest regret? I hear you laughing, but give me your full thoughts. What do you think?
That was such a terrible bill, the gambling. What Alabamians are actually really on board with that? And that's what she's most disappointed about? Yeah, no. My reaction was pretty much the same as yours. I think
there were other things she could have been disappointed with,
right?
But she just chose to make that one her number one. So
I mean,
perhaps if they had asked her to give her list, it might have had, a little more context. But apparently it's still number one. Whatever her list is, that's top on it, which I just find mind-boggling. And I'm pretty sure it's one of those things, too, where her campaign, communications team is in the background just doing a facepalm going, oh, no.
Yeah.
No, clean up on aisle three.
Oh, no.
But all right, last couple here. So we've covered several things. I just had the breaking news a moment ago about the CDC and the extending the mask mandates for travel. Your thoughts on that?
It's either all or nothing. Do the masks work or do they not? If they work, then why are they only for travel? This is just ridiculous. It drives me crazy.
You know, you can do too. Like Charlene and I, we flew to Virginia when the grandbaby was born. Or for a visit right before the grandbaby was born,
yeah.
I'm sorry. And we flew up there, and literally, it's the craziest thing. It was a super crowded airport. I mean, like, I've never seen anything like it. It was total madness. It was like trying to get in and out of an Auburn, Alabama game.
Ooh.
And And so people are walking around and the tensions are heightened because so many folks are having to wear masks. Mm. And yet, as soon as you step into one of the open air style restaurant places they have throughout the airports, you can take off your mask and sit there and eat. And then you have to put it back on to be elsewhere in the crowd. You can be in the crowd with your mouth uncovered eating. I mean, you just look at it and go, this is stupid.
Yeah, it's so inconsistent.
Yeah. And the thing that really got me, and I think I said it on the show before, Charlene and I are walking through the terminal, I think in Charlotte. Well, Charlotte was madness. And we're walking through the terminal, and we were hungry because we'd been up since like 3:30 that morning trying to get to Virginia. And I could smell the food at one of the restaurants, and I said, well, that food smells really good. And then I said, which is living proof this mask is doing nothing. Because I could smell it with the mask on.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Lou Burdett's calling in. Copper, watch the phones. We got Lou Burdett running for governor calling in right after the news break here. He's running for governor, and I bet he's got some things to say about Governor Ivey's most recent comments. We'll talk to him and see. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.